Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, it was a bit of a crazy day in the commodity markets yesterday as the USDA released the World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates and also the Crop Production Report. I talked with Jason Winter of Advanced Trading, Inc., a risk management consultant, and got his advice on what he saw from the numbers that were released by the USDA. Jason, maybe just run through how the markets ended up today, first of all.
Yeah, today turned out to be a not-so-good day in our grain markets. Corn finished down limit, basically 25 cents. Beans were down 12. All three wheat markets got beat up pretty bad here. Chicago wheat was down 27, 28. Kansas City down 24, 25. And Minneapolis was down a good dime here today. So, big report today. Mostly the market was wanting to be focused on the USDA, the traditional supply and demand, crop production supply and demand report that comes out today. But there was also some added information from the FSA that don't know if it brought any more clarity, probably actually more confusion to the markets today.
Well, Jason, let's start with the crop production report first. I think that's the one that most people were waiting for. A lot of folks thought that there might be a correction to some of the numbers that were put out last month as far as what acreage got planted for different crops. I think a lot of people were scratching their head when the corn numbers came out. So the report came out this morning, or actually it would be Monday morning. We're listening to this on Tuesday, but it came out and the correction wasn't there, especially for corn.
No. The last month, USDA had 91.7 million acres of corn. The market was anticipating, the average guesses were off 3 or 4 million from that, and we came out with a 90 million acres, so just only down 1.7 million acres from where we were here last month.
Jason, do you have any thoughts on the World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates? Anything that really kind of stuck out to you?
Not too much other than the fact that the world, last July, we saw world ending stocks for both wheat and beans come off here a little bit, and they were both off again today here, so... So just I think the trend here is world wheat, world bean stocks actually continuing to shrink a little bit. So, sure. But of course, with the big change in the corn acres number, that really boosted the world corn stock. So,
but talk about the FSA numbers compared to the NAS numbers and what you're seeing.
Along with the USDA and the NAS numbers here today, we had FSA come out with their numbers. Usually they would come out towards the end of this week, but for some reason they decided to pull them together the same day. I don't know if these numbers added any more confusion or clarity to the markets. Their numbers so far had corn planted acres up to 85, so that's versus 90 million what NAS had today. But the one that the numbers that really jump out are actually the preventive plant acres, which, you know, we've all been out trying to outguess the last couple months. And we had corn PP acres, preventive plant acres, up to 11.2 million acres, and beans up to 4.3 across the country so far. And potential that these numbers could still grow a little bit as we, you know, get into September and October. So when you look at NAS numbers and the FSA numbers, these numbers are not really adding up. And so how we go forward here will, I think, still to be determined on where this all shakes out. Really, the market today, I think, basically saw the initial numbers from NAS and the extra corn acres and plenty of ending stocks here in the U.S. and really just took those numbers and sold her off. And it wasn't before they had a chance to really dig into the FSA numbers and see what they were showing for planted acres and really the numbers that I think we'll be continuing to talk about over the next few weeks to come will be these PP acres.
Again, that was Jason Winter of Advanced Trading, Inc. This is Inside Agriculture.